Hello?
Hi, Javier. It's Needy Medina. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Nothing good. I totally forgot.
I know. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was good. Yeah.
Awesome.
With the family.
Oh, that's good. I know. I did, too, with the drama-free family.
Oh, yeah. No, that's always the good part.
Right? That's always the best part. You know, you got that one cousin that sometimes is like, oh, I love you, and I'm okay with seeing you once a year.
Yeah, and they start bringing politics over.
Oh, my. If it's not politics, then it's like about, oh, you know, like they always want to up one on you. Like, you know, oh, well, I did this, you know, and it's like, listen, you don't have to keep up with me. Like, I'm cool, you know, like you don't have to up one on me all the time. But, yeah, you know, you got those. So I know you had asked me to give you a call. We had scheduled for 10 o'clock, but I was in a meeting, and I'm like, oh, man, I have to call someone at 10, and I didn't get out in time.
No, sorry.
So is this a good time for you to get everything set up?
Yeah. It takes about, like, a few, like, 20 minutes?
It's like about, if anything, 10 to 15 minutes. We can, it just, you know, the process. And then what we'll do, Javier, is we'll schedule your client interview. That's the one that's going to take a little longer because it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. But we'll schedule that at a time that's convenient for you. Okay?
Okay.
That'll be with one of the techs. So, now, what's the best email address for you? This is where we send your receipt and any correspondence from us.
Mm-hmm. So it's estrellaflooring@gmail.com. Estrella. Flooring, FLOORING @gmail.com.
Awesome. I have one of my really closest family friends. Their last name is Estrella.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Estrella. That's a pretty nice last name.
It is. Their dad is actually, he's a Yaqui Indian.
Oh, okay.
So Native American. Yeah. So it's funny her name's Linda, and she always goes by Linda Star. I start laughing. I'm all, you're crazy. I don't know if you've ever heard of El Pachuco.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, down here in Fullerton, right, in Southern California. Well, her mom and dad are the ones who opened up that store, El Pachuco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're actually coming up on 45 years, family business.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Crazy.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
Also, you're down in the South California side?
Yes. Our company, I live in Anaheim, but our company is actually located in Fountain Valley. So the company is about 20 minutes away from Disneyland, but you're not going to believe me when I tell you Disneyland's like literally in my backyard. The grandkids love it, but I don't. It's too much.
Yeah, right. Fireworks, yeah.
I was out in Livermore, out that way up north. This was like 6 or 7 years ago. I was out there for almost a year. I used to work for a trucking company.
Uh-huh.
And so I was traveling back and forth like at least twice a month. I would come home for the weekend and then go back. And yeah, my husband was like, okay, this isn't working. You need to stay home now.
Yeah.
So either they move you back down this way or you're going to need to get another job because you're away from home too much. I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay, so this one, what we're going to be doing, Javier, is for the, we're going to be doing it for the Estrella Flooring, right? That's the one that you want to focus on now. I believe is
correct.
What we mentioned. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, no website created for it yet, right? Because we're going to, I believe, build you one is what I included.
Correct, yeah.
You don't have one currently. Okay.
No.
So the first email that I'm sending you, both of them are coming from Needy Medina at Local Splash. The first email, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. Okay, it's going to show you it's $2.99 a month for the platinum package, everything that's included. Okay, so we're doing the first page placement on Google, local, the directory submission, I believe. Now, you don't have a Facebook page set up yet for Estrella Flooring, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, but you have a personal Facebook, Javier?
Yeah.
Okay, so through your personal Facebook page, we're going to build you one for the business. So this way you have access to the business one. Okay, no one's going to see your personal Facebook. And then we're going to run the Facebook ads on there. We're going to include the website as well, also the voice-activated searches like Alexa, Google Home. And then we're going to give you the exposure on the mobile devices that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So the first email I sent you has all of that outlined. The second email that I'm sending is going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. So it's going to give you an overview of our reporting system on how you track your results with us. So that way you have an idea of how the reports will look. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the number that we're going to be listing for Estrella Flooring, is that going to be the 916-968-8024? Is that the number you want listed for Estrella Flooring?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. All right. And then, let's see here. Now, I'm going to send you 3 text messages. So although I'm considered the lead on the account, I always like to give you my information just so that you have it. So I'm going to send you mine with my name, number, and extension. The second text, and please let me know when you receive all 3. The second text is going to have the number to customer service. So anytime you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday, okay, from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, same time zone as you. The only difference is that Christmas Day and New Year's Day land on a Sunday, right?
Okay.
So we won't be here the following Monday. So we won't be here on the 26th, okay? And New Year's Day is on a Sunday, so we won't be here on the 2nd. So the only day we won't be here is the Monday after the holiday, okay? Other than that, we're always here. You're like, I'm going to be recovering for the party.
Exactly.
Now, I also sent you another text. It has a link to a YouTube video. The video is about 6 minutes long. Please, when you have time, take a look at the video. It's going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results with us. It's nothing too complicated, but Javier, I want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we're creating the account in your name?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, what's your last name, Javier?
Vasquez.
Vasquez, and that's with the S and then Q-U-E-Z, right?
Q-Z, V-A-Z, Q-U-E-Z.
Okay, yeah. That's what I wanted to confirm. Okay. And then now the business name. I think when you and I talked, if I look back at my notes, you had said you were changing the name to Estrella Flooring. Is that how you want it to show on Google, Estrella Flooring?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Google's going to be sending out a PIN code to you. Okay, it's going to come in the mail, and it looks like a postcard. This is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want them to mail it to? Because they're going to send it by mail.
Okay. Let's do 5783.
Uh-huh.
Sampson, S-A-M-P-S-O-N, Boulevard.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sacramento, California.
Uh-huh.
Code 95824.
Perfect. Okay. And is this like a house, condo, unit number, anything like that?
Yeah, it's a house, but through the DMV, it's registered as apartment A.
Okay.
It's just a house.
Okay. So I'm just going to put apartment A is how it's, is that how typically the mail goes there, or does it just go just to the physical address without apartment A?
It'll go to the house. It's just we have an in-law house in the back, so that's considered apartment B. It'll go to the house. Like apartment,
So I don't need to put apartment A, or do you recommend that we do put it?
You don't have to, know.
Okay. I just want to make sure that it gets to you. 5783 right. Sampson Boulevard, Sacramento, California, 95824. And I'm going to hide the address because that is your residence, right? We don't want your address to show.
Okay. Yeah, I got to get a P.O. box.
Awesome. Yeah, the only thing I'll tell you this is that Google will not PIN verify you at a P.O. box. So just so you know, Javier, majority of businesses have what we call home office, right? No one comes to you. Mm-hmm. You go to their homes. So the address is always hidden because Google doesn't want it to show. Okay. So no one will see it.
Okay, cool.
All right. Now for the payment, okay, the payment's only going to be the $299 today. And then it's a 2-month verbal agreement. So just remember that the following month, you're going to be charged the $299. In fact, I'm going to read it to you in a voice verification before we even process your payment. It's going to walk you through the service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you, Javier, that we'll send in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, you just do me a favor and just say, hey, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Now, the card that you're using, Javier, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's going to be in my name.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
I never told you this, but Javier's my dad's name. I have a different name. So I run the account and stuff.
So I've been calling you Javier this whole time? And you didn't correct me?
Yeah. Yeah, no. I didn't know how to bring it up.
Oh, you should have just told me, like, hey, girl, you're giving me my dad's name. Okay, what's your name, Hill?
Yeah. Josue.
Josue? J-O-S-U-E? Yeah. I'm over here, correct, Javier, and you're answering me this whole time.
No, I do that all the time with, like, clients and stuff because my dad's the one that runs everything, but I help him out.
Oh, no worries. Yeah. Okay, so I'm putting Josue, and then, so your card reads as Josue Vasquez, or how
does
it read?
Josue, and then a middle initial, E, Vasquez.
Uh-huh. And then Vasquez, V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z. Okay.
Yeah, as the last name. Yeah.
Got it. Josue.
Yeah.
Not Javier. Okay.
No, no correct.
And then is it the same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And it's Josue, E like Edward, and then Vasquez. Okay.
Yeah.
And then is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
Okay. It's 41, 47, 20, 24, 94, 54. Mm-hmm. 59, 22.
Expiration month and year?
It's gonna be 06/26.
06/26. And what's the security code on the back?
414.
Okay. I'm gonna repeat it back to you, the card. I am not gonna charge it yet. Because when I repeat it back to you, then we're going to go into the voice verification, okay? So before I process your payment, remember when I'm reading that to you, if there's something you don't understand, just say, what does that mean? And this way I can review it and then rephrase it, okay? So the card number is 4147-2024-9454-5922, correct?
Correct.
Expires June of the year 26, 414 is the security code on the back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording, Josue, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of how you will like the business to read on the first page of Google.
Estrella Flooring.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Josue Vasquez, CFO.
CFO?
Yeah, Chief Finance.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Josue, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Okay? So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we know sometimes you might be in the middle of a job. The only thing we ask is that you respond to us within 24 hours because we might have an update on your account. Okay? Now, if you get a call from someone who's asking you to pay $5 to verify, even $5, right? They want you to pay to verify your profile. Do not give them any money. What I want you to do is take down that phone number, disconnect the call, and call us with that phone number because we're never going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $2.99 a month. Okay?
Yeah.
So just be aware. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you explain?
Absolutely. I always do. So what we're saying is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing, Josue. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already including that service. We do not want you spending more money, okay, if you don't need to. That's what that means, okay? So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, pretty much it.
Thank you. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 29th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount, okay, of $299. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be charged on December 29th, 2022, in the amount of $299. Now, once the term is completed, this will be a recurring payment, okay? So every 29th of the month, you will automatically be charged $299. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, Josue, we ask that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged. So if you're going to pause it or cancel it, you call us 3 business days before the 29th, so this way they don't charge you, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
How is there a contract involved?
No.
Like a year?
No. Oh, if you wanted to pay for the year?
No, I was wondering if, like there's, like, a fee if I cancel after the two-month contract.
No. No. That's why I explained. The only thing that we ask you is for the two-month verbal agreement. It means just at least stick it out 2 months, right?
Okay.
Now, let's say after the 2 months, let's say you decide, you know what, I just want to cancel. Just make sure that you call 3 business days before the 29th to cancel, so this way they don't charge you for that following month, right?
Okay.
We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We're not going to hold you hostage, okay? We're just going to say, okay, and we part ways, right? Now, just so you know, one thing I did want to tell you, okay, is that, and it's an option for you. I just always like to give you where you could save more money, right? Now, you could do the month-to-month. Okay, but right now what they do as well, so let's just say you paid every month for 2 months, right? For 3 months. You paid $299 for the next 3 months, okay? You would have already invested $897 at the end of those 3 months, okay? However, if you wanted to pay 3 months ahead, okay, you pay 3 months up front, it's offered to you at $700, and it covers you for 3 months, okay? If you wanted to pay for 6 months ahead, it's $1,300. If you want to pay for the year, it's $2,500. So those are options for you. I just always like to let you know what all your options are, or you just go with the month to month. Totally up to you. Okay?
I'll just do the month to month.
The month to month. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing I want you to look over is start thinking about your schedule. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to set up what's called a client interview. The client interview is going to be with one of the technicians. They're going to be talking to you about your keywords. They're going to talk to you about your services, like everything, the website, all more in detail. Okay? I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So the next appointment I have available, and I don't know if this time will work for you or not, but I'm just taking a look. I do have an appointment today from 2 to 3 o'clock. If today doesn't work, then we can take a look at tomorrow. What do you prefer?
Mm-hmm. Booked out for the week. Can you do next Tuesday?
I would prefer for us to do it this week if you can. So let me tell you the times that we have available, because here's how it's going to work, right? The sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we are moving. So if today doesn't work for you, let me tell you the times that I have available. Okay. I would like to do it no later than Thursday, Javier, or Josue. I'm sorry. There I go calling you by your dad's name.
Sorry.
So I have appointments as early as 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4.
You say it takes about an hour?
It takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have.
Okay. The 1st of December?
December 1st?
The earliest we got. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want a 7 o'clock in the morning, or do you want an 8 o'clock?
We could do 8, but I can do 7 also.
Okay. If we put you for 8, they'll call you between 8 and 9 o'clock, and they'll call you from an 877 number, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to put you for, let me do this. So Thursday, I'm going to put you down for 8 to 9 o'clock. You're going to receive an email with a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know when your appointment's going to be, okay? They're going to call you, Josue, from an 877 number. Just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. We will send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, okay? All I need right now is just about maybe 5 more minutes. I need you to take a look at your text messages. We sent it both to your email and your text messages. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It's a copy of your receipt. It'll start off by saying, "Dear Josue E. Vasquez, thank you for choosing Local Splash." It would have came after your welcome email. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I need you to open it, and it goes on to say, "Dear Josue, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email." You see that there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see where it says, "Please click here to accept your subscription terms"?
Yeah.
Click on where it says click here. Now it's going to open up a page that says at the top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Are you on that page? Okay. On this page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience at the very top, on this page, I want you to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. Go to the very bottom, and it's asking you to type your name, right?
Yeah.
Before you type your name, right above it, there's a little box to the left, and next to it, it says, "I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card." You see that there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to click in that little box because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment, And where it's asking you to type in your name, Josue, you're just going to type in at the bottom, Josue, space E, no period, space, mm-hmm. and then Vasquez. Make sure it doesn't have, like, accent marks or anything like that, because I know sometimes my phone does it.
Yeah.
And then you're going to click on confirm signature. When you do that, let me know, because it should pop up another page asking you to enter username and password.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So earlier I sent you that those messages, right, with my name, mm-hmm. my number, the customer service number, and the link to the video. This is why I want you to watch that video, because this is where you go in to track your results with us, okay? So we don't have your username and password yet, but I wanted you to see this. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for your services, okay, I know the obvious is flooring, but is there anything else in particular that you want me to mention? Is it just flooring installation, any types of flooring? You let me know what you want me to notate.
Okay. Right now I'm focusing on vinyl and laminate install.
Vinyl and laminate, uh-huh.
Yeah, like the priority. And then carpet, uh-huh. That.
Okay. What about hardwood?
Yeah, hardwood installs too.
What about tile?
No, I think that requires a different license.
Do you want to stick with just residential or residential and commercial?
Just residential right now.
Okay. And then now your Facebook page, are you under Josue Vasquez, or how do I find you on Facebook so we can start working on your business one?
Yeah, Josue Vasquez.
Okay. In Sacramento?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like? Are you on Facebook a lot?
No, not really.
I asked only because I have some guy, I remember he was like, yeah, I think I went on Facebook like 10 years ago. I was like, oh my goodness, are you serious?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I don't go on Facebook much. I'm more of a TikToker. I start laughing. Okay.
Yeah, it should be a picture of me in all black, I guess, and then my background picture should be my family.
Okay. Would it be Josue E. Vasquez or?
Just Josue Vasquez.
Okay. Amo, you're not a musician, right? Can you send me a copy of your link? You know, you could text it to me. Like, if you copy the link and then reply to one of the text messages with that link in there, and then I'll know it's you. I don't want to hook it up to the wrong one. You know what I mean? Now, the website that we're building for you, you have pictures. What about a business logo? Do you need us to create you a business logo? It doesn't cost you more. It's included.
Oh, yeah. Because I have a free one from a different website.
Okay. I'm going to put that you have photos, but you need a business logo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how far do you want to target? I think when you and I talked, you mentioned Sacramento. So we can go as far out as 50 miles from your zip code.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do 50 miles or what do you want to do?
Probably 50 miles. Yeah, we'll do 50 miles.
Okay. All right. And then your method of contact, do you prefer text messages, emails, phone calls, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three. For sure. We'll just do all three.
Okay. And then what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, checks, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, credit cards?
I think all of it. I just got to go to the bank and set up like a credit card payment.
Okay. So I'll put cash, check. Do you do Zelle?
Yeah, I'll do Zelle.
What about Venmo?
I think Zelle's only $2,000.
Tom, leave me a deposit through Zelle.
Yeah.
Can you do Venmo? Do you do PayPal or Cash App?
Yeah. All that.
Oh, you do PayPal, right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I haven't really learned the taxes and stuff on it.
Okay.
I don't know what they, yeah.
So.
I'm currently taking everything, yeah.
Okay. Now, if and when you start taking credit cards, just let us know so we can update it. Now, it's not a requirement. I just ask, are you in the process of getting license and insurance, or do you have it now?
Yeah, I have it.
Good for you. And then what are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. What times are typically your times?
Monday to Friday, I do 8. Or
eight
I'll just do 9 to 5.
9 to
5?
Yeah,
8 to 5. Yeah.
8 or 9?
I'll do 9. 9 to 5.
9 to 5. Okay. And what about Saturday?
Saturday, I'll do 9 to 12.
9 to 12. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, you do have the option. Okay, it doesn't cost you more. But instead of us listing your phone number, okay, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it comes with an app that you download from the App Store on your phone, and it allows you to track any of your calls or your messages, and you could even block spam calls, okay? Do you want us to list your phone number on there, or do you want us to put a tracking number on it? It's up to you.
How much is it?
It doesn't cost you anything. It's included.
Oh, I'll go ahead and do it then.
Okay, so we're going to put yes. All right. And then I think that's all I needed. So just a reminder, on Thursday, they're going to call you from an 877 number, Josue. Make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 10 minutes? And they will call you right back. The sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we are moving, okay?
Okay.
Now, from your client interview, because they got to verify everything with you and talk to you about your keywords and all of that. So from your client interview, the clock is going to be ticking, okay? Within 6 to 10 days, anyone who gets the mail before you, tell them you're waiting for a PIN code from Google. It's going to look like a postcard. It's going to say Google at the top. The PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So make sure they don't throw it away. It's not junk mail. Now, within, I only say that because sometimes people throw it away. Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have your Facebook page created for the business. We're going to have you listed in the directories, and we're going to send you your login credentials to start logging on your reports, okay, to track your results with us. Within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running, and your website's going to be completed. We're going to send it to you first to take a look at it in case you have changes to be made before we have it go live. In our terms and conditions, it states that the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days, but we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. Sometimes I've seen it happen sooner. So as soon as you get that PIN code, give us a PIN code, and the technician's going to go over all of this with you again, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you, Josue, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you guys. Super excited.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And then did you send me the link for your Facebook page yet?
Yeah, I texted it to you.
Okay. All right, then. Well, any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
What kind of information should I gather up for the client?
I would just say, like, the only thing you really need is start, like, gathering pictures of the work that, that you've done.
Okay.
Yeah, start gathering some pictures. So this way, they'll give you the email address and stuff, and you just start submitting them. Oh, okay, here you are. Aw, what a beautiful family. Oh, my gosh, is that all siblings?
No, those are, like, all my cousins. And.
Oh, I was going to say, your poor mom. No.
Mexican family.
I was going to say, pobre, oh, my gosh. I was going to say, you better get her some good Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah.
I come from a large family. Yeah, I come from a very big family. My dad is the oldest of 11. And my mom comes from a family of 9. You're not going to believe this, but my grandpa, and I think it was back in those times they could have that many kids, but Oh, my grandpa was the oldest of 17 boys, and he had four sisters. There was 21 of them in his family.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, wow. I don't know how. And my grandma was like a little Indita. You know what I mean? She was just like,
yeah.
And she was like a little, and she was mean. My great grandma, my mom said, oh, she was so mean. She was this little old Indian lady, and she was mean. And I'm like, okay.
Man,
so that's a lot of kids, huh?
Yeah, that's all fun.
Wow. Well, it was such a pleasure speaking with you, Josue. I know you're busy, so don't forget on Thursday, we'll send you that reminder just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. Okay?
Okay.
You're welcome to reach out to me for any reason. I'm super excited for you guys, and I wish you guys a very Merry Christmas and a very happy and blessed New Year.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're excited.
Oh, me too.
Right,
you guys have a good one. Okay.
Good one.
Bye.